Morning Mess, Big FM 93.7. We go to the live line this morning for Dial-A-Doc. And joining me on the line, Hillary Brocious. She is the fire marshal for the City of Freeport Fire Department. And also Doug Tepfer, FHN EMS Emergency Preparedness Coordinator. Hillary and Doug, thank you both for joining me here this morning on Dial-A-Doc. Now, you're both involved in helping our community plan for and respond to emergencies. And today you're here together promoting a program called Community Connect that can help people be better prepared if there is ever a fire at their home. Hillary, can you tell us a little more about the program?
Sure. Community Connect is a free program that directly links a homeowner or a resident. You don't have to be a homeowner. You can be a tenant to the fire department. All of our trucks, all of our vehicles have computers in them now, or kind of technologically advanced. And so any information that you put in the Community Connect program will show up in our trucks while we're en route. As soon as the dispatch is received at the truck, we have that information, whether that's your phone number, if you have a keypad, your neighbor's phone number, emergency contact, all of that information, whatever you put in there, we have.
So how does this program help area residents be more safe?
So it gives us the ability to look at your residents, and you can look at your residents and look at areas of concern. If you have oxygen storage tanks, where your gas shutoff is, where your electric shutoff is. If you have an issue with mobility and might need a little bit more time getting out of your house, we know that before we get there. And you can put locations of where your bedrooms are. So that way we know that before we get there, and we can focus our energies on that location.
We're joined with Hillary Brocious, Fire Marshal for the City of Freeport Fire Department, and also Doug Tepfer, FHN EMS Emergency Preparedness Coordinator. Now, Doug, what are some ways that fires are so hazardous to our health?
Well, I think there's the obvious, and that's the heat damage that it can do to us if we're caught in a fire. The thermal burns that we can get can be pretty significant and obviously life-threatening. But what a lot of people don't realize is the respiratory component. Hydrogen cyanide is one of the primary gases that's released during a fire, and cyanide obviously is a poisonous gas, so that can be extremely hazardous to our health, as well as other materials, especially in older homes that are being burned, like asbestos and other chemicals that are produced when the fire destroys that property. So any type of inhalation injury, whether it's the superheated heat or the chemicals in the smoke, can be extremely harmful to us.
How does FHN work with area first responders in any emergency? And what are some of the ways FHN helps in educating the community about fires and other emergency situations?
Well, one of the things that FHN is able to do is we provide classes throughout the year and offer education to not just Freeport EMS agencies, but EMS agencies in our service area. Additionally, we do EMT class once a year and first responder class for those services that are interested in helping out. We also try to, matter of fact, EMS week is coming up May 16th through the 22nd, so we'll be celebrating EMS providers and the service they provide to their communities during that week. But anything that we can do to help educate or help improve the response of first responders in our area is really part of our goal.
How prevalent are fires as far as humanitarian disasters?
Hillary, I'll let you take that one.
So fires are actually account for more disasters than any other disasters combined. We lose more lives to fire than any other disaster combined, and a lot of people don't realize that. Now fires are burning faster and hotter than they ever have before. So it's really important to understand how fire works. 20 years ago, everything was made out of wood. Now everything's made out of plastic, so it makes it that much more dangerous. So we have to be a little bit more prepared for that.
And I'm Hillary, I'm thinking this is another one here for you, but how can smoke alarms in particular help reduce casualties when it comes to fires?
So smoke alarms are our first line of defense besides prevention. We have that's part of our prevention for a fire. But recently, I can just from experience, out of our last 10 fires, we've had actually only one residence that had a working smoke alarm. And I can tell you emphatically that the resident, one of the residents probably wouldn't have made it had it not been for that one working smoke alarm. And in fact, she was actually burned coming down. She it was her only escape. So out of 10 fires, it's almost unacceptable at this point that we don't have smoke alarms when we and the Red Cross are providing them for free. We come to your house, and who doesn't want to meet the firemen of the community? So it's very preventable. It's something that we look forward to meeting and seeing our community and helping with the Community Connect as well while we're there if anybody has any questions.
So what do people need to know about fire alarms specifically?
So the fire alarms that we provide are 10-year 10-year sealed units. So if you have a smoke alarm in your house, you should check your batteries twice a year. We all know that in the spring and in the fall when the clocks change. These smoke alarms from the Red Cross are 10-year sealed units, so you don't have to worry about the battery so much, but we still check them every once in a while and make sure that they're working correctly. The other part of that is if you have a smoke alarm that's 10 years old, it's probably getting to the end of expiration day. A lot of people don't realize their smoke alarms and their CO detectors have an expiration date. So we occasionally will get a call for an alarm beeping, and that's usually what it is. It's just past its expiration date and no longer works. So when we come and we put the smoke alarms in for you, we put the date of expiration right on the outside so that you know in 10 years we'll come back if we're able and we'll put a new smoke alarm in for you. Another thing is, too, that these are loud. We try to put one on every floor and by every sleeping room, and they are loud. We also want people to understand what that sound sounds like so that they know they can recognize it even in their sleep. And also, too, the Red Cross is a wonderful partner. If you are hard of hearing or take medications that may make it so that you cannot wake up, we do have an opportunity with them to provide bed shakers, which will shake your bed to wake you up in lieu of a smoke alarm. Because if you can't hear a smoke alarm, it's not going to wake you up. So that's also an option that they have. So,
how can people find out more information about the Community Connect project and be sure they're included in the database for the information you talked about earlier for their own safety? And most importantly as well, is that information privacy protected?
It is. So it's very private. It's just like putting money in your bank or using your bank account. Our Community Connect program is that secure. Nobody else can get that information other than people here at the fire department. And there's three ways that get you on this program. One is you can go on our Facebook page. We have links throughout our Facebook page where you can get on and do that. Another way is you can call here to the fire station, and I'll give you that number. It's 815-235-8217. I myself have gone to a couple of residents' home that don't have internet and helped them get set up on Community Connect because they were interested. So we can come out. Our crews will come out. We'll help you with that. And then also, too, you can go to www.communityconnect.io/info/IL/Freeport. I know it's kind of a long email address, but you could also go to our Facebook page. It's probably a little bit easier, and I believe FHN is going to help us out with that as well.
Yeah, I'm sure if folks go to FHN.org as well, they could find out more information about Community Connect and also other ways that fires are hazardous to our health. Thank you both, Doug Tepfer, FHN EMS Emergency Preparedness Coordinator, and Hillary Brocious, Fire Marshal for the City of Freeport Fire Department. Thank you both here for joining us this morning on Dial-A-Doc.
Well, thank you. Ben. Thanks for having us.
Yes. That's Doug Tepfer, FHN EMS Emergency Preparedness Coordinator, and Hillary Brocious, Fire Marshal for the City of Freeport Fire Department here this morning on Dial-A-Doc.